This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
And good morning, Rutherford County. Going to be a great show today. We have Coach Rick Ensel, one of the greatest coaches in the country. And we're going to be talking girls basketball today, or ladies basketball. And we want to let you know that the first part of his show is brought to you by Gordon and Ralston Photography. And they are now accepting appointments for high school seniors and family outdoor photography. The leaves will be turning the pretty fall colors in a few weeks. And, of course, basketball is starting up. And that is a beautiful time of the year to capture the love of your family. Hang love on your wall year-round with a designer portrait from Gordon and Ralston Photography at 315 Hickerson Drive. And Al Gordon, a master craftsman, and Larry Ralston, certified craftsman. And they are a creative and current group, and they're with today's styles. A full-service studio to meet all your needs in photography. You can reach them at 396-8776. And on the internet, www.gordonralstonphoto.com. And I'll guarantee you they will travel anywhere to make sure that you're satisfied. And actually, that's what Rick does. He travels. We were actually talking before we went on the air. You don't do much traveling overseas unless it's probably something really, really special. But you don't have to do a whole lot of traveling, do you, Rick? You're kind of in a hotbed of ladies basketball right here.
Well, if you look in the South, Truman, you've got some of the best high school basketball in the world is played in the South. Mm-hmm. If you really want to, the state of Georgia, the state of Kentucky, the state of Tennessee, you get a few good athletes out of Florida, North and South Carolina, Arkansas, Mississippi, and you know, our recruiting base is right there. I mean, that's where we look at most of our young ladies that we recruit. Now, we have gone to California. We have gone to New York. We've got a couple of young ladies right now on the program that are with the program that's out of the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. So, you know, we kind of spend all of our time here. But, again, if there was a great player and we had a connection with Middle Tennessee State University and they were playing in Spain – we would go there. I don't know that I would go, but Middle Tennessee would be represented. I've got some good assistant coaches that like to travel. Alex Fuller is kind of our recruiting coordinator, and Kim Bruton does a great job, and now Mariska Harris has come on board, and she's working real hard.
Now, you've got a great reputation, not only as a great coach, but you also have a reputation of caring about the ladies who play for you and their education. And from talking to you a number of times, I can always tell you are a winner. You want to be a winner on the court. But your first concern is those girls come in and they start hitting their books and they become successful.
Well, one of the things that we stress that as part of my philosophy the whole time I've been in coaching, if all we've ever taught you is the X's and O's of the game, then we failed. Mm-hmm. And it's up to me and it's my responsibility as a head coach to make sure that our young ladies get the quality education that they so deserve there at Middle Tennessee State University. So you don't go to class, you don't practice. You don't practice, then you don't get in games. And that's most of your athletes are highly motivated. They're gamers, you know. I don't know there's very few of them that love practice, but they all love games. Well, if you want to play in a game, then you're going to have to practice hard. And if you don't practice, then you're not going to get in a game. So part of the motivating is kind of a two- or three-step thing where you go to class, you show us that you're making the commitment there. You're making a commitment there. We'll make our commitment to make sure that you get what you need on the floor.
You have one other coach that I compare you to in the country over the years. I've watched you coach. You've been at Shebaville. You were a winner there at the high school level. You've come to MTSU. You brought that program up into the highest level in basketball across the country. But the way you coach, the way you work with your girls – you remind me so much of Pat Head Summit, the way that you work on the court and behind the court.
Well, I was very fortunate that early part of my career to make friends with Coach Summit. And this was back before any of her successes and back before we've had any success. And, you know, it was one of those situations where we shared ideas and we shared strategies, and you know, I was able to kind of use her as a mentor. And believe it or not, back in her early days when Pat was on the road, she would give me a ring and say, look, did you see the game tonight? What do you think? And a lot of that goes in also developing that relationship. She was wanting to recruit some of our kids at Shelbyville, and some of the kids that we had, some of the young ladies, let me say it that way, mm-hmm. that we had that played in our travel team programs. And what better way than to keep that relationship open? And she kind of taught me that as far as recruiting. You know, you want to make sure that you've got that relationship with that program or that coach before you need a player. Mm-hmm. Then when you see that they've got a player and you go in there and it looks kind of like you're using them, you know. And that's one of the things that she kind of taught me before I got to Middle Tennessee was, look, you better establish as many of those friendships and relationships beforehand so that when you do need them, they'll be there. And that's kind of what she did with me, and that's kind of what we've done. You know, through the years at Shelbyville, I was fortunate enough to be able to travel with our basketball program all over the country. I had a great administration, and I had a great board of education there that allowed us to do that. And I was very fortunate that I was able to get on board with Nike at an early, you know, early in my career and get involved with the AAU side of basketball and also the travel team side, which is dealing with the shoe companies, that side of the – that's just totally a different part of the women's game, just like it is a different part of the men's game. Mm-hmm. And I was able to really establish a lot of friendships and a lot of contacts with those people around the country, the ones that are really the foundation of the women's basketball game. And I think more than anything, that probably helped me get the job at Middle Tennessee when I sat down with – Chris Massaro and Dr. McPhee, and I was able to show them the contact list and the relationships that I had built over the last 28 years at Shelbyville, not only with the high school programs across the country, but also with the travel team programs and the AAU programs across the country, and that we could get the type of athlete that was needed to take the Middle Tennessee State program to the next level, and that next level being one of the top 15 programs in the country. Now, we're not there yet. But we're headed in that direction.
There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to be in the Final Four one of these days. I don't think it's going to be too far in the future, and I think you're going to be a winner because you are a winner. I've seen you. You've got all that intensity. Of success. It's something you want. Now, when you're talking to your girls that are coming in, the recruits, I'm sure that you sell them on the point that when you come here, you're not going to sit around. It's going to be hard work if you're going to be successful, and you're going to have to buy into it. I imagine your practices sometimes can be brutal in there.
Well, what we're selling the young ladies that we're recruiting is Middle Tennessee State.
Right.
We're selling them the vision mm-hmm. of what's going to take place in the next 4 years in their life. And, you know, we're selling them what we have as far as our academic programs are concerned. And you've heard me say this, and I've said it over and over. It's really an easy sale. When I go out and they want to be involved with the music industry, mm-hmm. well, you know, if you look at what we've got at Middle Tennessee as far as the music industry is concerned, the education program, they want to be a high school teacher, a high school math teacher, or they want to be an administration on – you know, what, you know, Middle Tennessee State was established as a teacher school. Mm-hmm. Mass Comm, if you look what's going on with just right here in our area, Channel 2, 4, 5, Fox, and all that, the people that are involved in front of the cameras, and then those people involved behind the cameras, if you look at their resumes, you'll see that many of those, the majority of those, graduated Middle Tennessee State University. Mm-hmm. If you want to be involved in the horse science field, which mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times you look at what we've got going on with our ag programs at Middle Tennessee State University, and you're involved with that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's an easy sale, and I can go on and on. Our aerospace program is number mm-hmm. one program in the country. I have shared this with several people around the country in the last few months, where I was out recruiting this past summer, and Matthew Mitchell, which is the head coach at the University of Kentucky and is my son's boss, mm-hmm. was recruiting, was flying the plane, was flying on his school plane from from Augusta, Georgia to Charlotte, North Carolina, and he invited me to fly with him because we were also recruiting in both of those areas, and that's about a 3.5-hour drive. And so as I was getting on the plane, I was following Coach Mitchell, and the pilot stepped in front of me, put his hand in my chest, and said, are you a Blue Raider? And it surprised me. I didn't know what he was doing. I said, absolutely, true blue. And he said, I am too. So I told Coach Mitchell, I said, you know, you may be paying for the plane and you may own the plane, but we driving this baby. So, it's an easy sale. Middle Tennessee State's an easy sale. And you get on our campus. I mean, I don't know if the people around this community or in the surrounding communities have been to Middle Tennessee State lately, but, you know, our new student union building is the most massive building that you could ever, you can't even imagine that we've got a facility like that in this county. Mm-hmm. And it's right here on our campus, and our library looks like a shopping mall, and I could just go on. The things that's been done to Murphy Center, and they're not through there, and our football stadium and the Jeff Hendricks Stadium Club and all of that. When I came on board 7 years ago, and Dr. McPhee and Chris Massaro and Alan Farley and those people were talking about that vision. And, you know, a lot of those things have materialized now, and we're not even – we hadn't even started yet. I like to say that we haven't even backed the car out of the garage yet. We're in a NASCAR race, and we're still in here working on the car. We hadn't even thought about racing yet. So, you know, when I go out and I talk to these young athletes and I begin to tell them what's going on campus, they want to get here. They want to see what's taking place, and that's what it's all about. I want to go back to something that you said you know, long before I ever came to Middle Tennessee State, Larry Joe Inman, he laid the foundation here for the women's basketball program. And he passed that on. I know Jim Davis stayed only a year, but then Lewis Bivens came in. And then after Lewis Bivens, Stephanie Smith. Those people did a great job of making my job a lot easier. I'll tell you that.
Don't you feel like the women's basketball is respected every bit as much as the men's basketball now? It seemed like things have changed so much in women's basketball, especially over the last 20 years, that it's finally getting the attention that it should have gotten before, because you've got some great athletes playing in women's basketball right now.
Your men's game is 100 years old, and your women's game is not even 50 years old yet. So, you know, we are getting more attention right now, and I'm not talking about us at Middle Tennessee. I will have to tell you this. The people I work with, Chris, Kermit Davis, the men's coach, I can just come right down the line. I said Chris Massaro. You know, we're not put on a lower – we're not placed on a lower level. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a lot of great coaches there at Middle. We've got a lot of great programs. And if you look at each of our program last night, I know our volleyball team played Western Kentucky, and we had a great crowd there. I mean, there is emphasis placed, and Chris makes sure of this, that he places the right emphasis on every program that we got at Middle Tennessee State University. Now, our marquee program is our football program, and Coach Stockstill. And there's not a problem with that, but we've got good programs all the way across the board. But the women's game across the country and maybe the world has garnered more attention in the last 15 years than it did before. And that's because now, you know, we're kind of growing. And you see more young ladies now that have, when they get to be in the junior high level, anywhere from the 6th, 7th grade, they've got their own private coaches now where they can go and work on the game and they can work on their core strength and things like that. And so when they get to the junior high level, they're able to compete at a higher level. And then they step on up to high school, and then from there they step on into to whatever college program. So there is more emphasis placed there.
You said something interesting to me when we were talking before, and I have never thought of it in the way that you explained it to me, that kids, when they go to college, a lot of them have to have jobs to support themselves to make sure that they're able to complete their education. And what you said was, when these ladies come, and all the athletes that come in to play for a university, that's their job when they come in, and they want to do their job as well as they can, and they have certain attributes that give them that talent and that ability to go out and play. And I have never understood the way you had explained it to me, And it makes a lot of sense. You know, it is their responsibility to come in and do their job for their university.
Well, when you recruit a young lady or a young man to come in, I know when if Coach Stockstill recruits someone, a linebacker, then they expect him to tackle.
Right.
And he's got to be aggressive, and he's got to be able, you know, he's got to know something about the game. And, you know, it's his job to go out there on Saturday and represent the university. And the same way goes with our young ladies and our young men that play basketball. That when we line up against the likes of the Lady Balls or Kentucky or even South Alabama or whomever, you know, we've got to execute our strategies defensively and offensively, and that's what we work on year round. And you know, you might think, well, it does look good on Wednesdays and Thursday nights and Saturdays and Sunday afternoons, but there's a lot that goes in it. Our young ladies were on campus in June, and they were working with Coach Riley, and they were working on their core strength, their vertical leap, their lateral quickness. And then that all comes together, Truman, when you start the games in November. So it's a process where when we got beat last year by Vanderbilt in the NCAA tournament, we took off a week, but a week later they were back in the weight room working with Coach Riley, and they were back working with our coaches on 2 hours a week until school was over, working on their fundamentals. So it's something that it's their job to get their bodies ready, to get their minds ready, and to be ready to roll when November gets here.
Coach Riley would make a great center for you, wouldn't he?
He'd be a little small right now. But Coach Riley's a good person.
He is.
He really is. He comes from a good family. You know, you look in that gene pool all the way down. I think his brother was Peyton Manning center. But Coach had a good career here at Tennessee Tech. And here, you know, I think he went to Tennessee Tech and worked there for a while. But, you know, he's got a good family, and he's part of our family now, and we love him.
I know every time you guys would have a timeout, and he would get off his chair and walk over there close to you guys, and a lot of people would ask me, who is that? Is that the one? Is he their bodyguard over there?
Well, a lot of people ask me that, Truman, because he goes a lot of places with me, and they say, is he your bodyguard? Well, first and foremost, he's my friend.
Yeah,
and
nicest fellow.
Second is he's our strength conditioning coach, and I hope I don't ever need a bodyguard, but if he's around, he'd be a good one for them to look at.
I had a cousin of mine has watched some of your practices and watched some of the guys' practices over, and he says people better watch out. They really look good this year. I mean, the practices, they look good, both you and the guys.
Well, this could be a very special year at Middle Tennessee State University, and season tickets are going right and left. I'll just tell you that right
Mine's
now
ordered.
for the men and the women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kermit's got a great team coming back. I think he's going to be better than he was last year, and I think maybe underneath he probably thinks so also. I think we got a shot to have a better basketball team than we had last year, and we got everybody coming back, and we got some new young ladies that will come on board, and they're working hard. So, you know, we both got challenging schedules, and we're in a great conference. We've got all the things that we need to have a successful program, so now what we've got to do is go out on the floor and do it.
Are you expecting anything different from your girls this year than you did last year as far how you're going to approach the game? I keep hearing that you got a pretty good size lady that's going to be underneath.
Well, we recruited a young lady by the name of Janice Johnson, and you know, you really don't want to put any hype on anybody because she's got
right.
to get herself ready. But she's 6'7", and she's a very special young lady. She's doing a good job for us. She's working hard on the floor. But I tell you what she's really doing, and I think has surprised not me and not our coaches, but some other people. She's doing well in the classroom, and she's doing well with her community service. You know, just for the last 3 weeks, I think she's been in some of the schools around Rutherford County reading and talking to the young ladies and the youngsters that come to the games and things. So, you know, we're real proud of the way she's come in, how she's took a hold in Murfreesboro, and I would look for her probably to stay here for the rest of her life.
That's important to stay in touch with the community, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. That's you know, you're either a giver or a taker, and we hope that we can teach our young ladies to be givers.
You were talking about something earlier before we went on the air again. we were talking about when the girls play at the high school level, and then when they go up to the college level, of course, you almost have to change your game because it's so much faster, quicker. There's a whole lot more energy in the college level. And you're talking about your 6'7" young lady, and you're also talking about they're used to being able to control a game strictly with their size. But when you get into the major college level, that changes completely.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate that I was able to coach at the high school level and for 28 years, and I saw this taking place early on. You know, you have a young lady maybe that comes on the high school scene at 6'3", 6'4", somewhere like that, and I was fortunate enough to have some of those. And they're not taught how to jump. They're not taught how to run. They're able to get by just by, you know, basically reaching for the basketball or just being around the rim, and they're so much taller than everybody else that it really it's really a negative on them when they try to take their game to another level. And when they get to the college level, they're just one of the boys. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, they don't know how to jump, and they don't know how to run, and they don't know how to meet the competitive the competitive strengths of the teams that they have to play. And I see so many coaches now. You know, in the coaching industry, is just like anything else. You've got some good coaches, and you've got some coaches that will start when basketball season starts, and when their last game takes place in the first round of the district tournament, they're through, and you don't see them again. And let's hope that if you're out there listening and you've got a young lady that can play, you don't have one of those type of coaches. Very fortunate in this community that some of the best coaches, I think, in the country are right here in the Murfreesboro, Middle mm-hmm. Tennessee area. And this Murfreesboro, I was talking to Brian just beforehand, you know, great programs this year here. People's going to really get to see some good women's basketball mm-hmm. games take place just in the city of Murfreesboro in the county of Rutherford County.
Yeah, it's a hotbed here. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Coach Rick Ensel.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Police in Nashville are looking for a shooter after an 8-year-old boy was struck by a bullet as he slept. The boy is in the hospital after a bullet entered his back and exited his stomach. Police say someone threw something at the house, and when the victim's 22-year-old brother went to the door to investigate, the shot was fired. There are no immediate arrests, and the name of the boy has not been released. A company that coats metal products is expanding its plant in Jasper and hiring 35 more workers. Tennessee Galvanizing will put $2.3 million into building a new centrifuge process and adding warehouse space. Officials are prepping voters for Election Day.
Tennessee election officials are going to be answering questions about new state laws that require voters to show photo identification at polling places. AARP is hosting question and answer sessions at meetings in several Tennessee cities today.
TRN's Dan Ida. The former police chief for Lafayette has been arrested after an investigation into allegations that he assaulted a prisoner. Ray Amalfitano is accused of assaulting Keith Pippen in March while Pippen was handcuffed in the back of a patrol car. He'll appear in court next week.
I'll pick you up after school.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
The meningitis situation in Middle Tennessee is now being called an outbreak. On Monday, the state health department said it was investigating a cluster of meningitis cases linked to the St. Thomas Outpatient Neurosurgery Center in Nashville, but upgraded the classification after two more cases were confirmed. That brings the total number of patients infected to 13. All underwent lumbar epidural steroid injections at the facility between July 31st and September 20th. Construction on a facility 7,000 jobs to Tennessee is almost complete. Officials with the Electrolux Memphis Manufacturing Center say the 750,000-square-foot facility is about 20% away from being done. Once construction is complete, a team of 1,200 will build and test Electrolux ranges and wall ovens. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
Welcome to Let's Talk Titans. I'm Blaine Bishop, and this is the newest addition to the team, Ralph Henderson. Good to see you.
Blaine, it's good to be seen. And good that we finally met. You know, intersecting careers and all.
Now, you've just won the Tennessee Titans lottery game to become the 12th Titan, right?
That is correct. And I've already got some new plays drawn up. Got your playbook on ya?
Nah, they make you turn that in.
That's okay. I can walk you through most of this stuff.
Didn't know designing plays was part of being the 12th Titan.
Blaine, baby. Number 12 doesn't give 110%, he gives 112%.
Play the Titans instant game from the Tennessee Lottery. Win $100,000 or become the team's most famous fan, the 12th Titan, with game day duties like retrieving the kickoff tee and more.
Ralph, all these plays have you going both ways. Nobody does that.
The game's changing, Blaine. The game's changing every day.
The new Titans instant game, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Slick Pig Barbecue. Down on East Main, there's pork, beef, chicken, and wings. Sauce too good to be true.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the catfish special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all you can eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw.
Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Now more than ever, count on WGNS. Weather Eye.
A check of the forecast now from staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. 60 degrees, sunny skies now. Hey, Mandy, good morning.
For the forecast area today, Brian, we will see lots of sunshine. Highs will be warming into the upper 70s. We'll have a south-southwest wind around 5. For tonight, we could see a few areas of patchy fog, otherwise mostly clear skies and a low of 54 degrees. We're at a high of 82 for Thursday. Beautiful sunshine. Sunshine on Friday, 84 degrees for your high temperature. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Our good neighbors of the day today, the staff at Southern Community Bank on Old Fort Parkway. The person nominating them says their service is not only friendly and helpful, but they do it with a smile. Congrats to the staff at Southern Community Bank, our good neighbors of the day receiving flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. And happy birthday to Thelma Bogle. She receives the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. You had an accident and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? You'd call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spin less. Safe Auto.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Coach Rick Ensel, and we have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with the coach.
Thank you, Truman. Hey, Coach. Looking forward to this season. First of all, I want to pay some respects to the young ladies. I listen to a lot of the ball games on the radio and see them about the community and on campus. I'm on campus, and anytime I hear any of them interviewed by, you know, Mr. Palmer or whoever, they are so respectful and so well spoken. I don't know if that's a credit to you, to your staff, where they came from, actually their high schools, their parenting. That I'm just so thankful that we have young people that are so respectful and so well mannered, and it's a just wanted to thank you for that. But also, curious to know, you mentioned the young lady coming in at 6'7", that I know that Mackenzie Sells, I guess, is back, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How is she doing? Is she recovered well? Is she gotten into shape well? Is she looking good? Is what I'm trying to ask. I know she was a very good high school player and did really well in high school, and I know her family. I'm from that area, so I'm kind of curious to know how she's looking.
Well, she's got a little ways to go. She has got a lot of talent, and you know, it's taken her a little time to, you know, she was off that year, and right now, more than anything, she's working with Coach Riley to get her core strength back. But you know, that doesn't take away from her touch. I mean, that's what she was recruited for, to shoot the basketball, and she's got tremendous touch. And you know, she just has to get a little stronger. It's a little bit a different game than you play at Livingston or anywhere else, Shelbyville or anywhere else. When you step it up and you're playing a tough Division I schedule, and one of the things that you've got to do is you've got to be able to defend, and then you've got to be able to hold your own with those Division I athletes, and that's one of the things she's working hard on.
Offensively, are you probably looking at a number two position most likely, or...?
Probably a two position.
That
position this year is pretty competitive. You know, Courtney Jones played that position, and she's still playing it. And of course, she hit 115 threes last year. And then the Janae Brinkley has come on. Lake and Leonard has come on. We've kind of tried to move Ice out to the three position. And then you have Lauren March, which is working at that position also. So that's a very competitive position.
Well, again, I don't mean to point anyone in particular out, but I've met a few of the girls, and Lakin is just, she has such a wonderful attitude. I don't care where you see her. She's always got a smile on her face, and I just, again, it's a credit to you and your staff, so I just want to thank you for that.
Well, Lakin's a fine young lady, and you need to give that credit to her parents and probably to her upbringing more than anything, because,
right.
You know, she's very open. She does have a smile on her face. She's very career oriented. I mean, she's going to be a pharmacist, and
right.
And I don't think anyone's going to step in her way from following up on that dream. And that excites me to see her go and have some success there.
I'm looking forward to this year, Coach.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
He hit it right on. I mean, he was right on target. And we have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Coach Rick Enstall.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Know that voice.
All right. I just want to say best of luck, Wes. It's not going to be luck. It's going to be skill on your team's part. On the year coming up, looking forward to it, and the first round of peppermints have been bought.
Thank you, Butch. We appreciate you always.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Butch. That's become a tradition with you guys, hasn't it?
Oh,
when you first walk on the floor.
Well, he started that back, him and Bob, started that back when I was playing in state tournaments over here at Middle Tennessee. And, you know, I'd walk up and they'd give me some peppermints, and they've continued it on. And, you know, two quality families, two great individuals. And with a history here in Rutherford County, and, of course, Bobby played ball at Middle Tennessee State, and was also a coach at one time at Woodbury, and I think maybe Manchester. So, you know, through the years, I didn't get to play for Bob, and I don't think my brother did either, but he came through that era there with J. Cole and Bobby Parker and all that bunch in Cannon County, and special people, very special people.
Yeah, we live in a really special place, and I notice when we go to the ball games, it's like a big reunion, because it seems like everybody gets into the stadium, they know each other.
And, you know, I preach that around the country, and Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, you can go to all the small towns around Murfreesboro, Woodbury, Shelbyville, Manchester, Mount Juliet, Lebanon, you know, Franklin. I was over there yesterday, most of the day. We've got those down-home type people in this area. And, you know, we don't – when you come to Middle Tennessee, you don't see people feeling like they're above you or better than you.
No.
You get that feeling that they're one of you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like. And that's what we, you know, at Middle Tennessee, that we want you to feel like we're your – you know – we're your program.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our program. It's your program. And we that's the thing that our marketing department is selling, and what Chris Massaro and Dr. McPhee, you know, in my situation, I get to follow them. I get to watch them work when I go to these functions, and I see how Dr. McPhee goes out into the crowd, and he makes all those people feel like they're the president of Middle mm-hmm. Tennessee State University, or at least they've got a open line. And, you know, that's what most people want. They want to feel like when they sit down at one of these coffee shops, hey, I talked to Sidney McPhee yesterday, the president of Middle Tennessee State University, or I talked to Chris Massaro yesterday, the athletic director at Middle Tennessee State University, and this is what he told me was going on inside the football program or inside the track program. And it makes them feel like it's their program, and that's what we want, Truman.
Well, you know, a lot of this comes from the fact that there are so many local people involved with the university in supporting the sports programs and the academic programs. We were talking about Mr. Palmer early, who calls the ball game.
Oh, yeah.
And Dickey, he's been a lifelong resident of Rutherford County. He's done a great job. He started calling ball games when he was a teenager, and now he is just a little bit older than me, out there still calling ball games. And he loves this community. He loves MTSU, and he thinks the world of you, Rick. He really does.
Well, Dick is when you get people that are emotionally involved with the mm-hmm. university, and that's what we got with Dick Palmer.
Right.
That's his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we lose a football game, and even though Dick's not calling football mm-hmm. now, it hurts.
Right.
And when we lose a women's basketball game, and when he has to interview me after a game, you know, he knows that I'm hurting and he's hurting. And especially when we lose one that's a big game maybe that we should have won, like the Vanderbilt game and mm-hmm. the Arkansas game last year. When I can look into his eyes and I feel his body language of that, hey, you know, he's emotionally invested in our program. And, you know, you respect that, and that's what you want. And I want everybody that's around our program to be invested in our program. And I want them to hurt like we hurt as a coaches. And and believe it or not, Truman, we got that in our fan base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after big games, when I'm going to the media room, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to get there because your fans are so hurt, maybe because they know we should have won that game. They're not mad because we didn't win it. They're hurt because we didn't win it. Or maybe we missed a box out, or we missed a layup or something, or a free throw. But on the other end of it, too, when you win a big game, it's hard to get to the media room, too, because they're excited. And they're not gloating in the fact that we won. They're gloating in the fact of the success we had that day or that night or whatever. And that's what you want when you're a coach. And I had that at Shelbyville, and I'm very fortunate that we've got that here at Middle Tennessee.
How was the Kentucky game for you?
Well, it was tougher on Deb than it was me. I'm very proud of my son. I've got all three of my sons I'm very proud of. Tom's doing a great job at Franklin County. Kyle does a great job with – he allows my wife to have some freedom to enjoy Middle Tennessee with me,
mm-hmm.
Going on the road with me and flying with me and going to certain functions and things that she probably couldn't do if Kyle wasn't back at the office working.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt's at Kentucky, and he's already climbing the ladder. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know it or not, but Matt turned the Western Kentucky women's job down this year. And,
wow.
Deb and myself both were kind of glad of it because I didn't want to recruit against him within the conference. But he's doing a great job. He's got good people there at Kentucky to work with. And you know, when it's tough on my staff because Matt knows how I think, and he knows the mental part of the way I prepare for a game. And, you know, I have to be on my P's and Q's, if you know what I mean, when he's around, especially when it's getting close, maybe a month or a month and a half before we play Kentucky, because I see that he's trying to pick my mind about what we intend on doing. And I don't know if he knows it or not, but I'm already picking his mind on how they're going to approach our game plan. So, you know, but it's the respect that I have to him as a fellow coach, not only as a son, but as a fellow coach. And I know that he's very invested and very involved with what's going on at the University of Kentucky. So, You know, it makes me feel good when I'm out on the road and I have some of the other coaching come up to me and say, look, how hard he's working at Kentucky and how good a job he's doing. And also, you know, the same goes to host true for what Tom's doing at Franklin County. And just this past summer, he won his third travel team national championship. And what's big about that, those championships have been going on since 1999. So that makes it about 13 or 14 years old. And there's only been one other person that's won two championships, and that was Tom, and now he's won three. So
wow,
I'm kind of proud of what he's doing as far as the summer programs are going, and now he's leading the Franklin County High School program there. And I think one day probably Tom will be in the college game, and I'm not sure that Kyle someday won't pick it up, and maybe because Kyle's so involved from the inside. He knows how the programs work from the inside and what's going on there. Wouldn't surprise me if someone did maybe pick him up someday to market their program or to basketball operations. You know, that's got to be a big part of all programs, major programs around the country now, and he would very much fit into that category. If you listen to him after the game, the way he critiques Matt and Tom and myself, he knows more about what's going on in the coaching field than we do.
Yeah, he's got a lot of that from you. And Deb also, you know, I had Deb on the same week I had you on last time, and I'm sure you were cringing. But she did such a good job, and you can tell how much she cares for you and the game and your success. I mean, and I was thinking about both of you guys when you played Kentucky. That had to have been hard.
Well, Deb is a people person.
Right.
She's taught me a lot about how to deal with people, and sometimes I don't give her enough credit because, you know, she gets a little big-headed every now and then. But, you know, I told her, I said, you know, Deb, you'd still be back in the hollers of Cannon County if I hadn't come along and rescued you. And you know what her response was, don't you?
Yeah.
She'd have married someone else, and they'd been the head coach at Middle Tennessee State University. So, you know, she keeps me grounded. You know, I give her credit for the boys more than anybody because I can see a lot of her in all three of my sons. And the most of the good parts that my sons have gotten, they've gotten from Deb.
Now, when you watch the ladies play, they are pretty much going to stay with you all 4 years. You know that. Wherein the guys, a lot of them are looking to go to the next level in the pro level because there's so much money up there, of course. But you don't have that money at the women's level. And we were talking about that earlier. And one thing I remember when Candace Parker was playing for UT, there was a lot of talk about her leaving early to go to the pros because of the money. But the money is really not that large.
It's not there in the women's game yet. Now, Candace Parker will get a lot on endorsements. I think maybe her – I really don't know this to be a fact, but I would say that her salary is probably – $200,000 for playing for the LA Sparks. Probably her endorsements are maybe close to $500,000. And Candace is one of those young ladies that did sign a big deal, I think, in Europe. And that gives her another, you know, some people have said that Taurasi and Sue Bird and those athletes that play in the Olympics for us, those are your players that get those big endorsements and sign the big contracts. But if you look at how much they get for signing a big contract compared to what just the signing bonuses for the men's game in the NBA, it's not even close to, you know, where they get an $8 or $10 million signing bonus, and you know there's probably not a signing bonus in the women's game. So, you know, the money's not there for the women, and I don't know that it will ever be there, to be honest with you, but that you and me will see. But the one thing that you see, 99.9% of the young ladies is playing the college game, even the very best ones, they go on and graduate. They go on. I think that's the big thing about Pat at UT.
Right.
All of her kids have graduated. You know, you're gonna lose a few in the program. You're gonna have a few that will transfer out to other Division I schools and other programs because maybe, you know, they didn't fit or you didn't fit or whatever, but they go on and graduate. So, you know, that's the positive about our women's game is 99 percent of them, and I may be talking off track on that, but it's a large, it's a great percentage of that go on and finish their education.
You think it's because the girls are smarter than we are?
I'm not going to get into that, Truman, but I'll tell you this. All of my young ladies are a lot smarter than me, I can promise you.
We're going to let you know that this part of Rick's show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil changes to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on the Ridgely Road.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
I am True Blue. Get your tickets now to the homecoming game against Louisiana Monroe on Saturday, October 6th at MTSU's Floyd Stadium. $14 to $20 tickets are on sale now.
Show your True Blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
Are you ready to harness the power of the internet to make your business succeed? Find out how. Attend a free online marketing seminar for local business success. Register at ybseminars.com. Yellowbook 360 is a leading provider of customized marketing tools and services, including local online search, websites, SEM, SEO, direct mail, social media tools, and more. Get what your business needs to succeed. Register at ybseminars.com. That's ybseminars.com.
This is Dr. Kelly Buckles. Having two children myself, I utilize my staff at Laser Therapy and Chiropractic Center for adjustments and massages throughout my pregnancies. I was able to continue work and felt great. We have certified prenatal therapists on staff that provide relief to expecting mothers.
Laser Therapy and Chiropractic Center at 524 North University Street.
We are excited to welcome a fellow alumni and colleague of mine, Dr. Thea Carner. Call 217-8624 today. Same day appointments available.
Southern Community Bank, unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. And our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, you can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
For decades, Farmer Brothers Insurance and the Murfreesboro Insurance Agency have been serving our neighbors. Now they have joined forces because sometimes more is more. Claiborne and Taylor is one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies. More options and more personal attention. Drop in for their open house on Friday, October the 12th, just behind Tire World on Memorial Boulevard. Visit ClaibornTaylor.com for more information.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
And welcome back with Coach Rick Ensel. And we were talking recruiting a little bit while we were off the air. And you know, I commented, you do such a great job in competing, and I know that, and as you were saying, all of the major college teams that have been so competitive over the last 10, 15, 20 years, they've got their name, they've got their list, I didn't realize it, but a computerized list of all the great athletes, the female athletes in the country. And they have got their eyes on them, and they've got a list of what order they're in. But you've been able to break into some of that, and that's been an amazing thing, because it's almost like it's been a historical thing that they can go in and grab those athletes, because they don't even have to recruit some of them. They just automatically come there.
Well, when you got Pat and you got Geno in particular, those two programs, one of them's 1-8, one of them's 1-7, you know, and you may have another program or two that's on that plateau. Mm-hmm. Well, then underneath that, then you got a group of probably 30 schools mm-hmm. that's in that area, and we're one of those 30 schools. And when I say that, you're looking at probably 35 schools, 40 maybe at the most, from the first to second plateau, and we're there. Mm-hmm. The Middle Tennessee Lady Raider basketball program is there, and we're competing with those programs for those young ladies that maybe, you know, when Pat went in, she's going to get a kid. Now, mm-hmm. Pat's not coaching now, and I don't know what Holly's going to do, but when Pat went in, she got a kid. I don't care how long you've been recruiting her. Mm-hmm. To give you an example, Alex Fuller played for me, and it was all Florida, 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 Florida. Pat calls me 2 weeks before signing date and says she wants to visit Alex, and I said, well, she's, you know, right now she's right on the – she's at the point where she's about to commit to the University of Florida. And Pat said, well, can you set up a home visit for me? And I said, absolutely. So I called Deborah and Troy and set up a home visit. Pat came down. She got her. She committed that night. And, of course, Carolyn Peck was the head coach at Florida then. She got a little bit ill with me. But, you know, I still felt like it was my – I had to open that up for whomever. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure Geno has that same thing. I know that my son Matt has been in on a couple of kids that they've recruited against Connecticut with. And when Geno decided to come in and make the home visit, he got them. Mm-hmm. So in those situations, we have to be real careful, because if they come in on somebody we're recruiting, then there's a great chance that we could lose that young lady just because of the reputation and the national championships that they can fly in front of them. In our case, again, we're selling the vision. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the young ladies that we've gotten, there have been some major, major programs after, because they had enough faith in our coaching staff, our administration, and what we could do for them off the floor, as well as give them a national schedule to play. If you look at the schedule that we've been able to make out the last 7 years, the first year I didn't make that schedule. It was left for me when I came on board. But the last 7 years, we've made a point to play some of the best programs in the country. I don't care how – I didn't care how much success they had. We wanted to make sure we played them, because I wanted to bring those programs back into Murfreesboro. Now, we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime, as long as they'll come back to Murfreesboro and play us. We haven't had a game that we've had to buy since I've been here. And my philosophy is, if you don't play the Tennessees and the Kentuckys and the Georgias and the LSUs, you're not going to have a chance to beat those people. So you've got to play those people in order to get a chance to beat them. And you're going to have to take some losses in doing that. But you're going to have some times where you're going to win some of those games, and it's going to give you a chance to get into the NCAA tournament without winning your conference tournament. And that's what's happened to us the last 2 years. We were able to get two at-large bids, and we got those two at-large bids because of the schedule that we played.
How important is it for one of the prospective players to have the coach himself go to the house and talk to them? You're talking about Pat and you're talking about Geno, but you have that same regard when you go in. So if one of your assistants is out there talking, and it looks like she may go one way or the other, how important is it for you to go?
Well, I'm very fortunate that I've got three assistant coaches mm-hmm. right now, Alex, Kim, and Mariska. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of the weekly recruiting. I mean, on the phone, writing letters, writing notes. They'll come in and say, look, coach, you need to send this kid a note today, or coach, she needs to be calling you today and not us, or you need to be calling her. And in some cases, Alex will come and say, look, this is a young lady that we feel like is that important to us and mm-hmm. important to Middle Tennessee, and you've seen her, and you need to take over the recruiting. You need to go for the in-home visit. I'd hate to tell you this. No, I don't hate to tell you. I'm glad to tell you, but we haven't had to make a lot of in-home visits because one of the in-home visits that we did make was with Ebony Rowe. Mm-hmm. Ebony Rowe was that type of a player that they wanted to. It was important that I show up at their door. It was right. important that I sit down at their table, and you know, and there's been several others. Some of them we've gotten, some of them we hadn't gotten. Mm-hmm. But usually, when I'm sent in, when they ask me to go in for an in-home visit, it means that that this kid is maybe wavering, or they need to know you, they need to talk to you, and see what you're all about. And that's why you would bring someone in like myself or like Coach Summit. She didn't make all the in-home visits, mm-hmm. but in some cases, you know, I know that there was a young lady that just signed with Baylor that we were recruiting. Memphis was recruiting. Kentucky was recruiting. She just committed to Baylor. And one of the things that the coach at Memphis was upset about was that the Baylor coach did not make an in-home visit and had not seen that player play. Wow. Well, that was a case where their program and their success, what that young lady that is going to Baylor didn't recognize is Brittany Griner's graduating this year. Mm-hmm. They're going to go back from being a super team to just one of the boys.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you want that. So you never know what's in the parents' heads or what's in the player's head.
I think it's almost as important to sell the parents, isn't it? Because
You've got to find,
you want to know where their kids are going.
Someone's pulling the string.
Yeah.
You better find out early on in the recruiting process, is it the dad? Mm-hmm. Is it the mom? Is it the high school coach? Or is it the travel team coach? That's one of the things you have to find out. And usually I know that. Going in, I'll say, look, the travel team coach is the person that we've got to make sure knows what's going on, or the high school coach is the person. The dad and the mom's not involved much in the kid's life. They don't know a whole lot about basketball. And in other cases, you got a dad or a mom that never misses a game. And they're the ones that's going to be more part of the decision than the kid themselves. So you got to find that out. I mean, that's part of the recruiting process.
Well, the first game is right around the corner. November the 9th, we looked it up. And
it's a doubleheader. It's a doubleheader that night. I think that we're in the WNIT. We play Kennesaw State. Last year, Baylor won that WNIT tournament. Matter of fact, the last 5 years, four of the national champions won that WNIT tournament. So we're in the WNIT tournament this year. We play our first game against Kennesaw State on a Friday night. We win that game. We play the winner of the Grambling-Memphis game on Sunday afternoon, probably at Murphy Center. We win that game, we probably play Iowa, and that could be up for grabs depending on how big our crowd is at Murphy Center or in Des Moines. And then the winner of that game would play for the WNIT championships, which would probably be Delaware and Deladon, which we were in on Miss Deladon coming to Middle Tennessee, and North Carolina. And that game could possibly be at Murphy Center. So the start of the season is going to mean something. It's going to mean something at the end of the year. So that's why it's very important we get our players ready. And then that same night, November the 9th, Kermit opens up at Murphy Center with Alabama State. So it'll be a great night for Middle Tennessee basketball.
So you're actually going to open up at Murphy Center on the 9th.
On the 9th.
And that begins the tournament.
That begins the WNIT tournament for us. It'll be going on all around the tournament, all around the country, rather. But that starts it for us.
Now, everybody out there, you need to get ready. Go ahead and buy your tickets because they're on sale. And we need to fill up the gymnasium for that first night.
We're running,
and actually every night.
We're running ahead of schedule, I'm telling you. I got a report from Marco, and he said our season tickets are up. The excitement is up, and we've got people every day. And last night I was at Toots. I came back from Nashville, stopped in at Toots on Church Street, and was eating, and I had probably five different people come by and say, look, we haven't got our tickets yet, but we're going to get our tickets. So when you're out in the community, in which we all are, and that takes place, that tells you there's some excitement, there's some talk going on. So it's going to be a big year.
Now, when the ticket sales go on, how many are actually held off for the students? Do you have a block of tickets?
Oh, yeah. Marco and Chris are over there, and I think they hold off one entire end zone. Now, when you got big games like we had last year with the men, Minnesota, I mean, it's kind of a first-come, first-serve, you know. And the 2 or 3 years ago when we played the Lady Balls, that was a sellout. And then the Kentucky game, we have a lot of demand for those tickets. And we'll talk about the following year. The following year, we have the Lady Vols and Kentucky coming into Murphy Center the same year. So one of them will come in early in November, and I think one will come in early in December. So we got two big games right away. So if you hadn't got season tickets, you need to buy them this year to make sure that you keep the same seats you got for the following year, because it's going to be a big demand for tickets.
Well, it's going to grow every year. There's no doubt in my mind, because it's the best show in town.
It sure is.
We want to let you know that the last part of Rick's show is brought to you by At Home Care. And when you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace, because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on, involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care, 713-4639, online, athomecaretennessee.com. That number is 713-4639. At Home Care, your number one source for the best care in Middle Tennessee. And Rick, it's been a great show. I always love to talk to you, because it's MTSU girls basketball is a great subject. And I tell you what, there's a lot of rabid fans in this area that can't wait for the season to start.
Well, thank you, Truman. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
And it's a pleasure for me to even know your family. I mean, you're a class bunch, every one of you.
You know, the Jones family is a class bunch, too.
I'm going
of course, you might take one or two of them out, just like in my family, you know, every now and then.
Are you talking about my brother Mike?
To be honest with you, I was, but I love him, I'll tell you that.
Well, Deb, he did a great job, so I know you're proud of him. We'll see you guys in the morning at 9 a.m.